This is the Jason Walker Show. Two-time National Sports Media Association Montana Sportscaster of the Year and three-time loser, the Jason Walker Show, the best local and statewide sports coverage, featuring the biggest guests from Montana.
Flint Rasmussen joining us here on the Jason Walker Show.
He's freaking exhausting, too. You used to dance a lot more. Yeah, I know, lady. I'm 51 years old now.
The NAI Hall of Famers, Mike Van Deese, joining us here, Jason Walker Show. And is it just a deal where quarterbacks have to be good golfers?
Well, that's all they have time for. They don't work out. They don't lift weights. They don't do anything else. They might as well go get on the golf course and at least have some fun.
And from across the country,
Doug Gottlieb, our guest here on the Jason Walker Show.
End of the day, remember, it's your show. It's got your name on it.
Howie Mandel, our guest here.
Jason Walker, deal or no deal?
The Jason Walker Show.
Hey, what up? Happy Wednesday. Jason Walker Show inside the off-the-wall man cave on a beautiful day. Weather's going to change this weekend. Of course it will, just in time for sports. Coming up today, we're talking some hoops. Diamond Root, the East Helena senior, announced her commitment to the University of Providence. She will join us. And also going to check in with Seiko Whitewater Hinsdale coach Amber Erickson after leading her team to a second straight state title, an unbeaten season this year. We'll chat with Coach coming up. Tomorrow on the show, big announcement. Jamie Pickens, the NAIA National Player of the Year, will stop by. Looking forward to checking in with her. As tried to get her today, but she's in clinicals all day. Or that was yesterday. She's in class all day today. We'll have her on the show tomorrow. So looking forward to that. Let's see. You can watch us on Facebook, the X, the Insta. You can check us out on YouTube, Rumble, Truth Social. We're on Podbean, Network One Sports, SoundCloud, Spotify, Anchor. What else? We're on everywhere. Apple, Google, JasonWalkerShow.com. Anytime you want to rewatch or re-listen to anything from this show. And JasonWalkerMedia.com. That'll take you to Continental Divide Radio. Your home for the music of your memories. 70 years worth of great music. Walk Up brought to you by Montana Custom Log Homes, the premier log home company in the industry. Veteran-owned, family-owned, woman-owned, and operated. Check them out, yourcustomlog.com. We're going to start today with... So this came out, a week or so ago? The sports information director at Montana Tech was arrested, the associate AD, and more information is coming out. So the U.S. Postal Service reported suspicious packages being sent to a home, and the home turned out to be that of Nicholas Boucher, who is the sports information director for the Ore Diggers. He was detained March 20th. Initially was charged with 9 felony drug counts, and then prosecutors also charged Boucher with possessing various dangerous drugs, have added more felony drug charges, and some details of what led to his arrest. Prosecutor Ann Shea filed the charges Friday, and detailed accusations came out. The case has been transferred to the state district court. He remains in the Butte jail. Bail set at $500,000, and his arraignment set for tomorrow. Boucher's attorney is Charles McIntosh, told the Montana Standard back on March 22nd that they're surprised to hear about the charges, asked for a presumption of innocence, saying Monday, he said, quote, in classic government fashion, the government holds all of the cards and the information and is using it to manipulate the bond process. Nick is innocent unless the state can prove him guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, and the Constitution demands he be given a reasonable bond, end quote. Go back to that in a second. According to prosecutors, U.S. Postal Inspector advised the Montana Division of Criminal Investigation on March 19th, that he was investigating a suspicious parcel being sent to an address in Butte and one to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The agent said the address in Butte, which turned out to be Bauscher's home, had received suspicious packages in the past from Vegas and Milwaukee. Federal magistrate granted a search warrant. Contained two Ziploc bags that had pink pills with the word Tesla printed on them, according to prosecutors. Those pills tested positive for MDMA, also known as ecstasy, and about 1,800 doses of the drug. Investigators got the search warrant, did a controlled delivery of the package. They waited, watched. Bauscher got home, took the package inside. He left the house about 10 minutes later. Agents searched the home, vehicles, and surrounding buildings. So this is according to what prosecutors found. Cocaine, cyclosabin, ketamine. Those were in a black locked box. It also had about $3,000 in cash and drug paraphernalia, a large amount of LSD, and numerous tabs that are used to distribute LSD, gummy bears in a freezer that are suspected of containing LSD, some powder substances, including additional ketamine and cocaine, large amount of MDA, which is a drug similar to E, additional ecstasy pills packaged for sale, those similar to found in the seized package, user amounts of crack cocaine, methamphetamine, oxycodone pills, clonazepam, and suspected DMT, a psychedelic drug, some ledgers and journals containing evidentiary value relating to the distribution of dangerous drugs, various items of meth paraphernalia easily accessible to a child. So here's the charges against Bauscher. 6 felony counts of possession of dangerous drugs with intent to distribute. Every count of those comes with a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison and a fine up to $50,000. So that would be like 300 grand in fines and 120 years in prison total. 4 felony counts of possession of dangerous drugs, each punishable by up to 5 years in prison and $5,000 fine. 2 felony counts of possession of property subject to criminal forfeiture, each with a 10-year max, and the money and or real property forfeited to the state. 1 felony count of endangering the welfare of a child, that's a 5-year maximum and fine up to $10,000. And 1 misdemeanor count of possession of drug paraphernalia up to 6 months in jail, fine of up to $500. So it's, wow. I know Nick, gotten to know him over the years, both as a play-by-play announcer for Carroll and then as the SID at Providence last year, and also just working in media. Always a nice guy. And again, presumption of innocence. Right? Until proven guilty. The line that stuck out to me from his lawyer, Charles McIntosh, that included, the Constitution demands he be given a reasonable bond. His bond is $500,000. Seems pretty reasonable. Hell of a lot better than $374 million or whatever the former president was originally held at a bond. That's not reasonable, but man, you hate to see it, especially when it's somebody you know and know pretty well. Nick's done a great job as the sports information director, getting stories out about the teams and the players and the coaches from Tech. But this is not good. We'll keep you updated on this story as it progresses, but bond hearing tomorrow, pleas will be announced tomorrow. So he'll plead not guilty, obviously. So, yeah. So there's that. Let's see here. Speaking of Tech, good news. Cade Van Vliet, who's from Knoxon, was named the Frontier Conference Men's Field Athlete of the Week for the second straight week. And Rocky Mountain College won Women's Track and Field Athlete with Charlize Davis from Skyview, Cutbanks, Dakota Manicky was also named, and the men's track athlete of the week is Seth Petch of Billings West. Tell you what, Rocky has built an unbelievable, as has Tech and Carroll, track and field program, both indoor and outdoor and even cross country. And saw that Huntley's Bryn Wandel's going to join track and field and volleyball at Carroll, which is pretty cool. That's an athlete right there. Speaking of athletes, there's a good one just down the road at East Helena. Her name is Diamond Root. She is a senior, graduates here in about a month and a half or so. And when we come back here on the Jason Walker Show, she will join us. Talk to her about her decision to go to the University of Providence. What was it like to build and help build a program with Vigilante Athletics, not just basketball, but athletics as well, and her decision to go to Providence. She'll tell us all about that. Amber Erickson, Seiko Whitewater-Hinsdale coach, will join us from the back-to-back State C girls basketball champs. And a whole lot more still coming up here, Off the Wall Man Cave, Jason Walker Show. The walk-up brought to you by Montana Custom Log Homes, over 50 years experience, the finest craftsman available. 15 different floor plans you can go in with your own. They're going to work with you and your budget. Build you a log home that's going to last for generations. Get a hold of Montana Custom Log Homes at yourcustomlog.com. Quick break. Diamond Root on the other side here on a Wednesday, Jason Walker Show.
Strength, beauty, grit, superior craftsmanship. Our homes have it all. At Montana Custom Log Homes, if you can dream it, we can build it. With three divisions and over 50 years experience, we've got you covered. From a showcase home to a small cabin, we make your vision a reality. Because every cowboy wants a castle for his queen. Montana Custom Log Homes, crafting homes that last for generations.
Winters in Montana can be cold and snowy, so let Auto Concepts set up your vehicle with a remote starter system. A remote starter will get your car or truck warmed up on those cold Montana mornings before work or taking the kids to school. Auto Concepts is also the go-to place for everything to enhance your ride, from bumper guards to bed rugs and tonneau covers too. Let Auto Concepts make your commute or drive comfortable. Auto Concepts in Helena, the auto enhancement professionals.
Ah, summer. A time to work in the yard and get all those projects that you've been thinking about all winter done. And when you've had enough, go to Lucky Duck Casino and Bar to cool off, relax, laugh a little or a lot, your choice, have a drink and play your favorite games. There's plenty of new games and your old favorites. Now, if you don't want to work hard and the relaxing part sounds the best to you, then just head over to Lucky Duck Casino and Bar on Dredge behind Jade Restaurant. Happy summer, everyone.
For more than 20 years, Off the Wall Advertising has built a track record of success helping businesses like yours across the state of Montana. While working with hundreds of businesses, including Jason Walker Media, they have developed a system for success. Off the Wall Advertising utilizes indoor advertising, placing professional billboards in high traffic locations. Let Off the Wall Advertising show you how to get the return on investment you expect from every advertising dollar. Off the Wall Advertising, along with the Jason Walker Show and Continental Divide Radio, have packages for even more bang for your buck. Contact Off the Wall today at offthewallmt.com to schedule a free consultation.
There's only one place in Helena to cure your craving for Cajun cuisine, and that is Cafe Zydeco. From po' boys and catfish to jambalaya and much more, Cafe Zydeco has the best Cajun this side of New Orleans. And Cafe Zydeco cares about those that take care of us. Military, law enforcement, first responders can get your drink free as a way of saying thank you to those that protect us every day. If you're looking for a place to grab lunch or dinner, get the flavor of the Big Easy in Big Sky Country at Cafe Zydeco on Euclid in Helena.
Storewide savings are what you'll find when you shop for new home furnishings at Rucker's Furniture. This means tremendous values on Helena's largest in-stock selection of home furnishings. When you shop Rucker's, you'll find storewide savings on the furniture you want for every room in your home. And you'll also find our selection of Serta iComfort, the most comfortable beds in Helena. 12-month financing is available with approved credit on most purchases over $289. Ask for details. You'll find storewide savings at Rucker's Furniture, 1010 Dearborn, Helena.
is the Jason Walker Show.
Welcome back on a Wednesday. Jason Walker Show, Off the Wall Man Cave. A segment brought to you by Rucker's Furniture. Make a quality choice for your home at Rucker's Furniture. 1010 Dearborn in Helena. What a great song. This is 76, 77, right around there. Little ramp jam. Excuse me. Geez. Let's get that out. Little ram jam for you. Continental Divide Radio there. Oh, man. Just, I love this. I love doing what we do. It's so much fun. And that includes getting to talk to fantastic young athletes, student athletes. Yesterday, Eliana Caparis, Manhattan Christian, won a national title out at Dort last week, beating Providence. And a girl she could very well face next year at the national tournament. Her name is Diamond Roots. She is from East Helena, graduates the end of May, and a fantastic, fantastic student athlete. Great basketball player for my Vigilantes and head coach Carson Bender, and she joins us now here on the Jason Walker Show. All right, Miss Roots, it is a pleasure to chat with you. I've been following your career for the East Helena, my East Helena Vigilantes. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am wonderful. I cannot wait to chat with you about your decision to go up to Providence, but. What was it like for you to go through the recruiting process?
It was a really, long and big process for me. It was really exciting getting to see all the different schools, talking to all the different coaches, seeing all the different programs. It was really a new experience for me. It was all really exciting, but it was super stressful, too, because it was a super big decision.
Well, yeah. Who all recruited you?
I was recruited by Miles City, Providence, Western Rocky, North Idaho, and I think that's it.
Okay. You're working with Linda Jacobson, is that right?
Yes, I love Linda.
Oh, she's fantastic. Great friend of the show. What's it like working with her? Because she does such a great job with recruits.
Mm-hmm. She's wonderful. She helped this process so much. She just made it so much easier. Like, if I had any questions about anything for recruitment, just basketball in general, life, if I just needed to talk to her about anything, she was there just in a phone call or a text. And she just really broke down the process for me, and she just made it so helpful. I would not have been able to do it without her.
How did you guys end up getting together and working with each other?
So my head coach, Carson Bender, he actually recommended her to me. And then I saw some other girls on social media using her. So I was like, I guess we'll try her out. And it worked
out pretty well. You are a senior. You're also a multi-sport athlete, but why basketball? What's your favorite part of hoops?
I guess just when I was a little girl, I guess I fell in love with the game, and I don't know, it's just really my outlet, and it's just such a fun sport, and I just love seeing the little girls look up to me, because I was that little girl looking up to the older girls, and how it impacts them, and it's just such a fun game, and I just love the sport.
When you look at your career at East Helena, Diamond, what stands out the most?
Definitely my improvement, just building the program up. I really think that I helped build that program a lot.
You definitely did. I mean, you take it from scratch, and there was a great group of girls that, kind of got it started. Small senior classes to get it going early, but when you look at your career and the level of play that you guys were able to elevate with Coach Bender, it's really impressive. And I got to go to a couple of games this year. You missed some games this year, Diamond. How tough was that for you to be on the bench?
That was super hard. That was a big adjustment for me. That was a concussion for, I think, 6 or 7 games. So that was a lot. And it just really put into perspective the game in, like, a new way for me. Like, it was super hard sitting on the bench, but I knew I had to still do my role as a leader on the team and still help out my team the best I could, just from a different spot on the court, I guess.
Was it kind of cool to be on the bench, you know, with the coaches, though, and being, like, another coach out there on the floor when you play, but you can learn a lot sitting next to coaches?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. And it's just, you really see the game in a new perspective when you're out like that.
Makes you miss it more.
Yeah, definitely. I was so excited to be back.
Diamond Root joining us, East Helena Vigilante, announced her commitment to University of Providence. The Vigilantes missed out on state this year, but you guys last year as a junior were able to get the first postseason win in school history. What was that like?
That was amazing. That's honestly one of my best memories from my whole basketball career there. The gym was just packed full, and it was a pretty close game, but we went a little run at the end, and it just felt so rewarding winning that game.
When you look back at this last season, was there a moment you guys thought it's either going to be really good or it could get kind of ugly here?
Yeah, at the beginning, we were like, okay, this is going to be really good. And then we went through a little dip in the middle of our season. We're like, we kind of got to get our stuff together. So
you did.
Got
a couple wins down the stretch there. When you look back now, and what's your grade point average, by the way? With 3.6, is that right?
3.6, yeah.
Wow. What's your favorite class?
I like history.
Nice. What part of history is your favorite? Because I love Montana history.
Yeah, I like Montana history too. It's really cool.
There's a lot of great history in this state. And what's your favorite part of Montana history?
Probably East Helena.
So are you an East Helena girl through and through? Like, did you start at Eastgate and work your way up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you're in, I guess, 7th, 8th grade, they talk about building a high school for East Helena. Mm-hmm. You're planning on going to Helena High. How did that change everything for you?
So I was pretty set on Helena High. I was like, I had my pros and cons for each school, but I'm like, I don't know if I want to like build a program and be part of such a new school that's just going to be a way different high school experience than I was thinking of having. But like you said, I have gone to East Helena my whole life, and I love the community. I love all the teachers, everybody, like, we grew up all together, so I knew all my classmates already, and then what really sold me was the basketball program and Coach Bender and the girls. Like, it just felt like family already, and so that's what really sold me, and I changed my mind. I went to East Helena, but I didn't change it for anything.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's just impressive to be a part of something very cool. All right, Bill Himmelberg gets you to go to University of Providence. Why Great Falls?
So I actually toured the school. I went on a visit there, and I met with Coach Bill, and I just love him. I love the girls. They have a great culture there. It's a great school. They have pretty much everything there if you want to do. And I really clicked with the girls. I love the campus, and it's close to home. I didn't want to go too far.
Miles City is a little too far for you. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a drive. Especially during the winter, although you wouldn't come home much in the winter. So.
No, even.
But with Great Falls, I noticed you waited till after the NAI tournament to make your selection. Does their run to the championship, did that play into it, or had you already made up your mind?
Actually decided before that.
Okay.
I just waited a little bit. I was actually deciding between two schools. I was deciding between Whitman, which is in Walla Walla. Mm-hmm. Did I forget to mention that?
I think so, but that's okay.
Okay, sorry. Whitman was my other one. And Providence, but I just, Providence is the best fit for me. But I decided before their big run in the tournament, and then I just had to make sure I was 100% sure. And then I called Coach Bill after they beat the game before Carroll. Okay. I forgot who they played. Yeah.
Well,
that has a big factor into it too. That was just crazy timing.
Yes, for sure. They had another good year, and they return a lot of great talent. I mean, you're going to get to play with some great, great girls up there that, you know, are fantastic. You miss out on Ashley Maldonado, but, you know, Coach Bill's going to bring in somebody to help out. So what position are you looking like you're going to play for the Argos?
Like a wing, a 2-3, 3-4 maybe. Okay. Yeah.
It's tough. He runs some tough practices. But you got Coach McDonough there. She is fantastic. And what are you going to major in?
Well, I'm thinking about doing something medical, but I changed my mind a lot, so I'm not really sure yet.
Have you gotten to know some of the other players for, Cameron Cartwright, you're going to be feeding her the ball a lot. Shania Gardapi. I mean, there's a lot of guards that you're going to have to compete with here. But are you planning on redshirting your first year, or what's the plan?
So what Coach Himmelberg was telling me is maybe a redshirt. It just depends on, like, once I get in and we see where I am. Okay. So either redshirt or I am playing.
Diamond Root joining us here, East Helena Vigilante. She's headed off to the University of Providence. Who are you most excited to play with the Argos for the next couple of years?
Kiana. I'm really excited to really play with everybody.
Kiana's absolutely amazing. And then you look, McKenna Regeer, who's, you know, been injured a lot, but she is such a smooth, silky player. She's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Man. You're going to have a lot of fun up there. I can't wait till you get play Carroll, because I'm going to have to come watch those.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
All right, I got to know the name Diamond. How did your parents come up with this name?
My mom just really liked it, and she just wanted to be different and spell it like that.
It's really cool.
Thank you.
No, I think it's fantastic. It's definitely an original, I think. I've never heard of another Diamond.
Yeah, me either.
There is a hardware store or something back east that is named Diamond.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But that's about all I know.
Yeah, I don't know anything else.
We got to know who Diamond Root is. So, favorite book that you've read?
I really like The Giver.
Okay. Let's see here. Yesterday was peanut butter and jelly day. Are you a PB&J fan, and what kind of jelly?
No.
You're not?
So I don't really like peanut butter.
Whoa, Diamond.
I know.
It's so good for you.
I know. I try to like it so much. I just don't.
Favorite music?
I like R&B, hip-hop, country.
Okay.
I love music, so I love all the time.
Are you a new country fan, or are you a fan of the older country?
I like older country, but I like Zach Bryan and stuff too.
Okay. Favorite musical artist?
Ooh. I like Drake a lot.
Okay. You're a teenager, so okay.
Yeah.
Favorite movie?
Ooh. Grown Ups, probably.
Oh, okay. One was definitely better than two.
Definitely.
So you're a comedy.
That gives me how it goes.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. The sequel's never as good as the original, pretty much.
No.
Okay. What time do you start class?
I actually have a zero period, which starts at 7:30, so I'll probably miss that. That's okay.
No, you can't miss school.
It's okay sometimes.
You miss a lot during basketball season.
Yeah, but at least it's excused then.
Okay. Well, this can be excused. Just tell them you were talking to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they know who I am. Just tell Murgle you were talking to me. You'll be fine.
Okay, sounds good.
Before I let you go, though, do you run track? Or are you going to take the or softball? What's a Diamond Root Spring?
So I was thinking about track, but then I was gone when track started, so I didn't end up doing it.
So you're not going to do anything?
I'm just going to be doing workouts for basketball and maybe get a job or something, because I usually do AU basketball, but I can't anymore, so I have to keep myself busy.
Well, let's see. Clean Slate, she's probably hiring. She's a good, that's a good place.
Okay, I've heard about that.
Yeah, protein shakes. Since you don't like peanut butter and jelly, you can get a protein shake there.
Yeah, I like protein shakes.
Okay, what kind of car do we drive?
A white Ford Bronco.
Oh, okay. So you like O.J. Simpson?
No.
You have no idea what I'm referencing, but that's okay. What's your birthday?
March 14th.
Oh.
Friday.
So happy late birthday.
Thank you.
Did we turn 18?
Yes.
Nice.
That's 18.
Okay. When's graduation?
May 31st, I think.
Diamond, you're a senior. You got to know when graduation is.
Yeah, it's May 31st.
I mean, because you're looking at the dates going, okay, we get out of school on this date. We've got senior skip day. We've got prank day.
Yeah, counting down all the days.
So you have about 41 or so days of school left.
Yeah.
Before 5 years of college.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, get to class. Tell Murgle hi. Tell Coach Bender hi.
Okay, I will.
And tell Ridgeway hi. That guy is a goofball.
Yeah, he is.
Do you know how many interviews he missed with me this year because he had to go shovel or snowblow?
Actually,
he missed a ton.
Oh my gosh.
He's like,
oh my god,
I'll blow off Jason or snowblow off Jason and go do my driveway. Like, dude.
Oh my gosh.
I love him. He is fantastic. You guys got a great group of coaches, great athletics out there. My daughter's in kindergarten. And she's excited about being a vigilante. So,
that's so exciting!
Yes, we'll get you guys together. You can tell her the benefits of going to East Helena.
Okay, sounds good.
Hey, Diamond, congratulations on a great career at East Helena and building a successful program. And congratulations signing up with Providence. Coach Bill's going to take care of you. Tell the AD, Doug Hashley, give him a hard time. I know him really well.
Okay.
And have a great time up there, okay? And enjoy your senior year, your last month of school.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, she was great. That is Diamond Root. Joining us off the wall man cave here on a Wednesday. And I think she got to school on time. Oh, man. She had a great career and just a nice young lady and, you know, led by example, leads by example. We'll put it that way. So thanks to her for joining us and looking forward to following her career up in Great Falls with the University of Providence. And she's going to be successful. She is going to absolutely crush it in the Frontier Conference. I think she's 5'10". So, and when you've got Linda Weiler Jacobson working with you, that's awesome. Linda does a great job with recruits, getting recruits and their names out there. And it's all sports. Linda does a fantastic job. You can check her out, LWJ Productions. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. When we return, we'll check in with Seiko Whitewater Hinsdale coach Amber Erickson, talk about going back-to-back, what's in line for next year, who's coming back, and what's the community support been like after consolidating three towns to make one basketball team? We'll ask her. When we come back here, Jason Walker Show, the segment brought to you by Rutgers Furniture.
Storewide savings are what you'll find when you shop for new home furnishings at Rutgers Furniture. This means tremendous values on Helena's largest in-stock selection of home furnishings. When you shop Rutgers, you'll find storewide savings on the furniture you want for every room in your home. And you'll also find our selection of Serta iComfort, the most comfortable beds in Helena. 12-month financing is available with approved credit on most purchases over $289. Ask for details. You'll find storewide savings at Rutgers Furniture, 1010 Dearborn, Helena.
For more than 20 years, Off the Wall Advertising has built a track record of success helping businesses like yours across the state of Montana. While working with hundreds of businesses, including Jason Walker Media, they have developed a system for success. Off the Wall Advertising utilizes indoor advertising, placing professional billboards in high traffic locations. Let Off the Wall Advertising show you how to get the return on investment you expect from every advertising dollar. Off the Wall Advertising, along with the Jason Walker Show and Continental Divide Radio, have packages for even more bang for your buck. Contact Off the Wall today at offthewallmt.com to schedule a free consultation. There's only one place in Helena to cure your craving for Cajun cuisine, and that is Cafe Zydeco. From po' boys and catfish to jambalaya and much more, Cafe Zydeco has the best Cajun this side of New Orleans. And Cafe Zydeco cares about those that take care of us. Military, law enforcement, first responders can get your drink free as a way of saying thank you to those that protect us every day. If you're looking for a place to grab lunch or dinner, get the flavor of the Big Easy in Big Sky Country at Cafe Zydeco on Euclid in Helena.
Strength, beauty, grit, superior craftsmanship. Our homes have it all. At Montana Custom Log Homes, if you can dream it, we can build it. With three divisions and over 50 years experience, we've got you covered. From a showcase home to a small cabin, we make your vision a reality. Because every cowboy wants a castle for his queen. Montana Custom Log Homes, crafting homes that last for generations.
Ah, summer, a time to work in the yard and get all those projects that you've been thinking about all winter done. And when you've had enough, go to Lucky Duck Casino and Bar to cool off, relax, laugh a little or a lot, your choice, have a drink and play your favorite games. There's plenty of new games and your old favorites. Now, if you don't want to work hard and the relaxing part sounds the best to you, then just head over to Lucky Duck Casino and Bar on Dredge behind Jade Restaurant. Happy summer, everyone.
Welcome back to the Jason Walker Show.
Welcome back. Final segment on a Wednesday brought to you by Bowser's Lucky Dog Casino. Make sure you drink and gamble responsibly. Off the Wall Man Cave on this day in history coming up. The walk-off. Tell you what's in store for tomorrow. Little Nazareth bringing us back. Hair of the Dog. Great music always on Continental Divide Radio. Good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, winning two straight state championships in basketball is a pretty good deal, and doing it undefeated is awesome. Amber Lynn Erickson led her team to another state championship up at Saco Whitewater Hinsdale, and she joins us now here on the Jason Walker Show. All right, she is, I don't know what comes first, the wife, the mother of three girls, or the coach of the two-time defending State C girls basketball champs. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
I'm living the dream. I get to talk about Saco Whitewater Hinsdale. What do you guys go by, North Country?
Yeah, North Country preferably.
I like saying all the names, coach.
Okay, that's all right. Yeah. That works too. It's then like, at least people know. It's kind of like North Star or, you know, those different ones that you, then people are like, oh, wait, now who is that?
Yeah. See, it's fun for me to say, like, who was it this year? Denton, Geyser, Stanford, Geraldine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
it's just.
You like announcing that?
I do.
It works okay, except for when you're trying to do play by plays. Maybe that gets kind of.
Yeah, then
long,
you just use, then you just use the mascot name.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Congratulations, back-to-back, undefeated year this year.
How cool was winning the second compared to winning the first?
Well, I guess, I mean, each year is pretty special in itself, just that, you know, you don't always have the exact same team and stuff, but I think the more you win, the bigger the target on your back gets. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like we didn't see any competition. It wasn't like we just, you know, our opening tournaments, we went out and played three of the four teams that ended up at state. We played them the first opening two weekends and stuff. So it's pretty special. These kids know how to compete and they're winners. And even at times when people would play us close, I just never really felt nervous, and they really never did either. They knew that they had what it takes to win, and they just would dig in and find a different gear.
Oh, for sure. And you had some studs. You got a few that are going off to college. What's that like for you? Because you're dealing with being a coach, being a mom, being a wife, and then dealing with colleges and recruiters and everything else.
Well, actually, you know, the kids that were getting recruited, you know, Tegan as my daughter and Paige as, you know, she's actually my niece. But they handled it pretty well. And I never really felt like during the recruiting process that it was ever a distraction. I felt like the kids just, that's another thing about this group. They're kind of interesting, and they've been this way, you know, I'm referring mostly to these seniors. They've been this way all the way through starting, you know, in second grade. They're pretty quiet, and they don't, you know, they're not real. They just kind of do their thing. They don't like a lot of attention. They just want to go out, play their game, do their thing, get their wins, move forward. So I never felt like throughout the recruiting process that it really distracted them from the team or our team goals and what we were doing.
If you don't want attention, that's really hard when you're winning all the time.
Yes, that's true. Yep. Yeah, that's true.
Winning state, though, is so cool. What's the community? How is it, you know, accepted, you know, Saco, Whitewater, Hinsdale, all three, all coming together to produce what you guys have over the last few years?
Well, I think the first few years it was maybe just a little bit rocky as far as, because there was some serious, you know, rivalries between Saco, Whitewater, and Hinsdale, and all of them have strong basketball programs in the past. And so when it came to the point where we did the three-way co-op, there was, you know, still, it was hard for people to kind of get together. But I really feel like, you know, as the years went on and the success, you know, we kept having success, and all of a sudden it was like, brought the communities together. Right. And I think that there's a lot of pride there. And I think that something that I like to kind of put in there, because I don't think people really understand this, is, you know, we might be a three-way co-op, but we are small. I mean, our numbers are where they were. We had to do this in order for the three schools to continue to have a program. So between the three schools, we're at less than 50 high school kids. Wow. So, I mean, our numbers are still lower than some of the Class C schools on their own in their programs. So, and these kids, it's a sacrifice. They travel a ton. We travel a ton. We travel every week for practice to the three locations. They put on miles and miles, you know. The one thing about it that's really nice is, you know, when we go to Whitewater, they have two gyms, so we aren't getting home later necessarily.
Right.
So that makes it nice. I mean, you know, where if you're in a home gym with boys and girls, you have a practice right after school and then practice at, you know what I mean? Boys go late, girls go. So that part of it, you know, isn't too bad. But it is hard sometimes to get off a bus 45 minutes after you've already put in a long school day and get to work for 2 hours. but it's made them tough. I mean, it's made them tough. They're mentally tough kids. They're physically tough kids. And it's just a commitment. And they know when they're part of the co-op that that's the commitment they're making.
Amber Erickson joining us. She is the head coach of the Saco Whitewater Hinsdale North Country girls basketball team. With Tegan and Paige especially, they get all the headlines, but you've gotten some great play from role players that understand that role. How easy is that as a coach to have that type of team?
Well, that's something that I've always preached, even from early on, you know, my first year of coaching, is there's roles on teams. You're going to have your scores. You're going to have, you know, your rebounders, your ball hand. I always tell the kids that every person's role is important, and that if they need to just make the most out of the minutes that they get and they're on the floor. And I just think our kids have bought into that. I think that I make sure that the kids that are getting the attention make sure that they are appreciating the kids that are helping them get that attention, because it all works together. And, you know, that's one thing about our team is we had two great players. I mean, studs, they're both going to go play college ball and do extremely well. And for Class C, for two in the same class to come out like that, they're pretty special. I mean, I'd put them against anybody in the state as far as all classifications, but we people tried to triangle into us. People tried to do different things, and it didn't matter because we had the players that would step up. I mean, you couldn't just leave any of those other players open. We didn't have a weak link. Mm-hmm. And at state, I thought, you know, at state you get to the level where you got kids that can slow those type of players down. There's good enough quality athletes and players, but we just had, I mean, I think about the Twin Bridges game. We had a lot of kids step up in that game. I felt like role players and do a lot of really good things and hit some in really good shots, you know, and things like that.
How do you replace those two as you move into next year?
Well, I don't know that you really, I mean, those two are something special that, you know, might not ever come through our co-op again. Right. You know, that level of talent, that level of athletic ability. But I can tell you that all these other role players, their roles will change, and they will step up to the plate, and they'll do stuff in the off season to continue to get better. And winning breeds winning, so they've been there. You know, the kids that are left behind every year that you go to state, they don't want to be the team that doesn't go to state. I think that we will surprise people. I mean, we lose a ton because not only do we lose those two, but we also lose Josie Brown, who started, you know, was a senior this year, started half games for us. She's going to go do track at Concordia. So you're looking at another athlete, you know, college athlete, Kendall Shufflemeyer. She's going to go on and play volleyball at Dawson. So you're losing some big, big pieces there, but I think people will be surprised. We will not win like we've won the last several years, you know, in a dominant fashion. But I guarantee that this team will grind out a lot of wins.
All right. I know Whitewater was the Penguins. What was Saco? Panthers?
Yep.
And then Hinsdale, I can't remember.
Raiders,
that's right.
Hinsdale Raiders, yep.
Okay, so I got two out of the three. As Meatloaf would say, that ain't bad.
That isn't bad. That's a lot of mascots and to keep track of around the state.
I used to be really good at the old, you know, the small ones, but you know, living in Box Elder, you kind of for 2 years you get to know a lot of those along the High Line up there. What do you love most about coaching, teaching, living up in there?
Well, I grew up in Western Montana, and we had a pretty good support system. We had pretty good teams and things like that and a good following, but it just seems like up here, I mean, for lack of a better word, there's not a lot to do.
Right.
So, I mean, a lot of the people, whether they have kids playing or not, it's kind of their social event, you know, sporting events at the high school or concerts or plays. You know, I just feel like people in the community, whether they have kids participating or not, that's a really cool thing about Class C. You know, they invest in that, and that's kind of their social outing. And I feel like we get great crowds following us. And of course it helps when you're successful and you're fun to watch, and the girls have been extremely fun to watch. But I just love how the support, I mean, even people that don't go with the NFHS now, it's unreal the amount of people that watch the girls play or watch, you know, our teams play, and you run into them, or I get letters in the mail sometimes or emails, and just a really cool support system. Fun environment for the kids to play in. And one thing that I think is really cool is I have a lot of former players that played for me that are still invested and still follow, you know, the team like crazy and are so excited for them when they see success and have success. And, I didn't get one this year, but last year in Billings being the location it was, I had a lot of former players there, and we took a big picture of everybody was there that had played in our program. And that's something that's really special to me, that those players still feel like they're a part of the family, that the atmosphere that we've built here.
I was really bummed. I've done the state A for the last 4 years. I really, really wanted to do the state C in Great Falls, but next year the state C is at Butte, the Civic Center. There's no better place to play and call a game than at the Butte Civic Center. So you got to get back to state so I can call your games next year for NFHS.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I'd love to be at Butte.
Because I'd love to do the state C. My favorite classification, I'm a Bozeman high grad, but I love the state C. And I've always said, if you want to rob a bank in a small school or small town, go to a tournament because everybody is gone.
Yep.
So,
yep, that's pretty legit. That's pretty true. I mean, I think our local store even closed the Saturday that we played in the championship because they wanted to come and watch the game. So that's pretty awesome.
Absolutely. Hey, Coach, congratulations on the titles. Congratulations with Tegan and Paige. Your family members are going to absolutely kill it, daughter and niece, at the college level. And I'm super happy one's headed to Montana State because that is my favorite. And I can't wait to follow.
They both are going to two very quality programs with amazing coaching staffs, and I'm just really excited to watch them, progress. And, you know, you get to that next level, and, Montana State has a lot of great things going on right now, and best coaches around by far, in my opinion. And it's a great fit for her. And then they'll develop those two even more. I mean, they'll get more out of them than even we could at, the high school level. So it's an exciting times ahead for sure.
Well, my dad says hi, and he watches your guys' games all the time and keeps me updated on how many each person's scoring and what were the wins and how much by. So dad keeps me informed on North Country there.
That's pretty awesome.
Hey, congratulations. Have a great school day, and look forward to seeing you next year in Butte.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you. Enjoy your morning.
Amber Erickson joining us, Jason Walker Show, Off the Wall Man Cave. And what have they won? Well, they've won a bunch in a row. I know that. Let's see. Are they up to 70-something, I think, in a row? I think that's right. Man, they're just good. Long way from the 120 straight that Fairfield won in their dominance with Joe Barta. I think that's the fourth longest streak in the country for girls basketball. Man, super awesome, though. Excited to see what Seiko Whitewater Hinsdale, the North Country Mavericks, what they do next year. It's not North. It's Seiko Whitewater Hinsdale. Always will be. I saw this yesterday. Helena's really close to getting an entertainment sports facility. It's proposed about $120 million at Lewis and Clark County Fairgrounds. This has been needed for a long time. Helena's the capital. We don't get state tournaments here because we have no venue. We don't get great concerts all the time because we don't have a venue. I know the Stampede does a fantastic job. The Civic Center do a great job as well. But, I mean, you have to have something in Helena. Now, you're not going to get super big, the big, big names that are going to go to the Metro, Bozeman, Billings. But it's going to be awesome, and this needs to happen. And it needs to be approved. The ARC is what they're going to call it. But you think about the hotels it'll be bring in, the rooms. You think about the money that it'll bring in for the community. I think it's a win all the way around. Yeah, I know property taxes will probably go up. I know, you got to vote for certain things, but this needs to happen as soon as possible. I'd love to do a state tournament and not have to leave my house or hometown because I have the great privilege of traveling all over the state to do games for SWX,
for the NFHS network. I mean, it's great. Don't get me wrong. But once in a while, like last year, state softball was great to stay in Helena and call a game. But who knows? It'd be awesome, though. Let's do on this day in history. It is April 3rd. It is National Find a Rainbow Day. It is Chocolate Mousse Day. Tweed Day. National Tweed Day. It reminds me of Carson Cunningham. I don't know if his suit jackets, sport jackets, were tweed, but Carson was classy with his jacket, shirt, tie, his slacks, and his hiking boots when he coached at Carroll. Oh, man, I miss the Cunningham family. By the way, speaking of Carson, Ryan Imhoff, National Player of the Year back in 2018, passed his dissertation defense for his PhD in molecular bio and medicinal chemistry yesterday at Purdue. That's awesome. That is really, really cool. Congratulations to Ryan. What a great family he's got. His mom, Tina, is amazing. I miss those teams. That's what I miss most about being the play-by-play announcer for a team, is getting to know the players and the families. Last year, had dinner with the Burnhams out in Spokane. Match, Chase, Maisie, their parents, Mr. and Mrs. Burnham. The grandparents in the Burnham clan. Just great, great families. The Pastas. Yeah. Unbelievable families. Let's see. 1962, American jockey Eddie Acaro retired after 31 years and over 24,000 races. Tom Seaver signed with the Mets for $50,000 bonus on this date, 1966. Whole lot of basketball on this date. We'll throw in 1988, Mario Lemieux wins the NHL scoring title, stopping Wayne Gretzky's seven-year run. Okay, go back to 83. The second women's basketball championship, USC beats Louisiana Tech. 1988, La Tech then beat Auburn. 1989, men's title, Michigan over Seton Hall in overtime. 1994, women's championship, North Carolina beats Louisiana Tech. Last second shot, three-pointer, Charlotte Smith. 1995, UCLA beat Arkansas for the men's crown, the 11th Bruins title. 2000, Michigan State beat Florida. Florida beat UCLA in 2006 on this date. 2007, women's title, Tennessee beat Rutgers. Seventh national championship, Candace Parker, most outstanding player. Candace Parker is amazing. 2017, North Carolina on the men's side defeated Gonzaga. 2022, women's title, South Carolina defeated UConn. Let's see, a couple other things happened on this day. 1860, the start of the Pony Express with rider relay teams with horses, St. Joseph, Missouri, Sacramento, California. The Pony Express started on this date, 1860. And on this date in 1882, beloved family member Jesse James, I think he's my eighth cousin, shot and killed, back of the head, Robert Ford, the coward, in St. Joseph, Missouri. By the way, that's a great movie, The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford. Brad Pitt. It's an underrated great Western. Brad Pitt starred as Jesse James in that one. It was a fantastic movie. Was it Casey Affleck played Robert Ford in that one? Great movie. If you haven't seen it, you need to. And it's probably, 15 years old now? Maybe a little less? Fantastic, fantastic movie. Let's do this.
We're almost at the end of the show. What did we learn? And what did he miss? Time for the walk-off.
Walk-off presented by Cafe Zydeco. The Big Easy meets the Big Sky. Stop in for the best Cajun this side of New Orleans. And I don't think we missed a whole lot today. It's pro day for the Bobcats and Carroll's Hunter Meacham down in Bozeman today. Yesterday was Grizz pro day. And it is that time of the year, the draft coming up this month in the NFL.
Yep.
Thanks to Amber Erickson for joining us. East Helena's Diamond Root.
joining us as well. Tomorrow on the show, the one and only NAI Player of the Year, three-time state champ, Jamie Pickens will stop by. And looking forward to talking with her. If you missed anything, jasonwalkershow.com. You can also go there, click on our sponsors, great sponsors. Nitro Green, get on the schedule now for your spring and summer lawn care needs. Go to Jason Walker Media for Continental Divide Radio, also on the Odyssey and TuneIn apps, Apple Store, Alexa, play Continental Divide Radio. We'll do it again tomorrow. NAI National Player of the Year from Carroll College, Jamie Pickens, will join us. We'll see you then. Have a great Wednesday. Enjoy the rain that's coming later.
The Jason Walker Show is produced by the Jason Walker Media Company. Any reuse, rebroadcast, or retransmission without the express written consent of the Jason Walker Show is strictly prohibited. Just listen, watch, and enjoy.